We're visiting with a great comedian, Yakov Smirnoff. You know, you got a big break in your career from National Public Radio. What happened?
Yes. I was performing at the small club in Washington, D.C., and nobody knew who I was at that time. And so they handed me a list of radio and television interviews that I was supposed to do for the day. It was like 10. And I would take public transportation to go to do the those things. And then I was exhausted. And the last, it says NPR. And I go, okay, one more. I can do it. So I go there. And when I walked in, immediately it was so different to all the other stations because they had nicer microphones.
Yeah.
and it was like conversation was intelligent. They were actually interested in what I had to say, and I wasn't sure of what's going on because nobody explained anything that it was going actually nationally across the nation, and I didn't know that. And so maybe good because I would be more nervous or whatever it was. So I guess it went well, and because next day I got a call from Merv Griffin's show. And they said, would you like to be our guest?
Wow, wow.
And I said, how did you know about me? And they said, we heard you on NPR. I said, what is NPR? And they said,
still
well,
didn't
you
know.
Were, yeah, because it was just one station on the list, you know. And they said, well, it's a station that you were on yesterday. So then I looked at my list and I go, oh. So I learned more about it. And so it was a blessing. And then my career just after that started unveiling more and more people got to know me from Merv Griffin Show, got to next level and next level, and here I am.
So NPR changes lives.
I would say, yes.
And you're a living proof of it.
I'm testimonial to that. I'm a poster child for NPR.
That's Yakov Smirnoff.